message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Welcome to God's presence, and we are grateful to God for all He has done. I want to start by thanking God for the success of the just concluded of the program that is on right now. We started on Friday, and we are grateful to God. We had a great time here on Friday evening. It was a great time. If you were not here, you missed a lot. Yesterday also was an awesome time. Awesome, awesome, awesome time. And of course, we are here today for the Thanksgiving and to appreciate God for all that God has done. Now listen, for a family to travel 1 year or to journey for 1 year is a big thing. It's a big thing. Because in every year, in every month, there are casualties there. But in all those casualties, God spared you. God protected you. God guided you. He preserved your children. He kept you in your journeys. He sustained you from all evil. And He blessed you in all ways. Both you, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, and of course, all your acquaintances. To God alone be all the glory. Somebody say a big amen. We're blessed by that ministration, by the choir of the married. Give Jesus a big clap for that ministration. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I'll be speaking this morning in this second service on a message titled Assessing a New Thing in Family or in My Family. Assessing a New Thing in My Family. I'll be speaking a lot to the married. I'll be speaking to both married and unmarried, but my major emphasis this morning in this second service will be to families, because in the first service I spoke generally on a new thing which involves every one of us, but in this second service our major emphasis will be on families, and I know that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. God has a purpose for your family. There is no family that is a biological mistake. No. There is a reason. There is a purpose why God created your family. And I want you to know this morning that God loves your family. Ofemi, Ofemi, yeye, Opeti mo ti mo, Ofemi, o. Ofemi, Ofemi, yeye, Opeti mo ti mo, Ofemi, o. Is it not be today that we know that God loves us? He has loved us a long time. Bible says, while we were yet sinners, He died for us. He has loved us a long time ago, and He has never withdrawn His love. God will never withdraw His love from your family. He loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to enrich your family. He wants to increase your family. He does not want your family to be dilapidated, to be shattered, to be devastated, to be crying or weeping. No. He loves your family. And in Proverbs 18, verse 22, the Bible says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and he obtaineth favor from God. So when you are married, you are a person that have obtained. Modupe mora nuba o. Modupe pe mora nuba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anuba o. Baba, modupe pe mori anuba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anuba o. Baba, modupe pe mori anuba o. I'm grateful. Because I'm one of those that God has had mercy on. And you are also one of us in Jesus' name. What is a new thing in a family? When we say a family is experiencing a new thing, igbaotun, a new thing in a family, what does it mean? A new thing in a family means new hand of God in the matters of that family. The mighty hand, the new hand of God in the matters of that family. The new hand, the mighty hand of God in the matters of that family. Number two, what is a new thing in a family? A new thing in a family is New peace, love, and tranquility. New peace, new love in the family. New tranquility in the family. New peace of mind in the family means a new thing in the family. At times past, the family did not have peace. At times past, things were not going well. But suddenly, there is an introduction of a new thing introduced into the family. Introduced. Number three, what is a new thing in a family? It means new blessing, new supply, and new provision. New blessing. The family before, they used to manage with somebody. They were escorting with somebody. And all of a sudden, God gave them a house, a flat to live in. And all of a sudden, God gave them a land. All of a sudden, God provided a house for them. A new thing is coming for somebody in Jesus' name. A new blessing, a new supply, a new provision. And number four, what is a new thing in a family? New testimony and new signs and wonders. New testimony. You have shared many testimony before. And now, God introduced a new testimony, brand new one, into your family. That is what we are calling a new thing. The introduction of something new into that family. And in your family, God will introduce something new. I said, God will introduce something new. Maybe your family is here, you have not shared testimony since January started. Between now and end of March, your own family will share a testimony. I say, in the name of Jesus, your own family will share a great testimony. I know there are many great doctors and nurses here. But one of the testimonies we heard this morning, that one is one thing we can say is a very phenomenal testimony. For a child to take a drug like that and to survive it is a miracle. It's a miracle. Without any form of intervention. No drip. Nothing was done to flush out the drug from the system. The faith of the mother, coupled with the anointing oil, blessed in this commission, drank it, and the child is hale and agile. Hale and healthy. That is what God can do. God will not allow them to give your family a bad name. You know, there's something that happens in a family, they will give the mother a bad name. They say, she wanted to use something. You know, all those kind of things. The kind of things we watch in films. I don't watch much films, but I know they've done films like that. Praise the Lord. They will not give your family a bad name. They will not give you as a parent a bad name. Sadness will not enter into your house. Say a big amen. Important things to know about a new thing in a family. I spoke about that a little bit in the first service. Important things to know about a new thing in a family is that it is always a thing of joy and happiness. A new thing in your family is always something that will be a joyful thing. The admission of your child, the jam that comes out is called 280 something, 295, 305. It's called something very drastic that it dusted the cutoff. He dusted. You know when they say somebody dusted? He dusted the cutoff. That's a new thing. It's a thing of joy. A new thing is a family. It's something that the husband will carry the wife up in joy. Many of you, it's a long time you carry your wife up. You will carry that your wife this month. Because of the joy of the good news that you are sharing. There are some people, it is on their wedding day that they carry their wife last. But good news will come for you that will make you to carry your wife in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. When good news comes, that's when you know that your wife is not heavy. When there's no good news yet, you'll be seeing and say, can I ever be able to carry this woman? When there's good news, she's just like a light something. You just carry her like this. Come on, give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Important things about a new thing, number two. is that it calls for celebration. You will have to celebrate, but you didn't feel like celebrating, but that good news will make you to celebrate. You just have to celebrate. Somebody here will celebrate. If at least 7 families here this month, you will celebrate. I increase it to 14 families. Here, you will celebrate. If your family is part of those families, shout, I receive it. Because every one of us, we are from a family. Please take your seat. We are from a family. And that family, we have cause to celebrate. What you have been waiting for, what you have been praying for, what you have been fasting for, suddenly becomes something that you have and you are possessed. You will possess your possessions. You will possess your possessions. Important things about the new thing in the family. Wow, time is running and I need to run. Number 3, important thing about a new thing is that it makes you an envy for all. People begin to envy your family. Are they the only one? Is it only their family? Yesterday, God bless them. Today, God bless them. Again, God is blessing them. What is it? Are they the only one? It's better to be envied than to be pitied. It's better for people to look at you and envy you and say, Akiloman Shiongo. What's even wrong with them? What's even wrong with her? What kind of thing is that? See the way she's even doing shakara. Shakara is too much. His braggado is too much. What's his problem? What's his problem? It's all as a result of what? Envy. When you hear things like that, it's because of envy. It's better for people to envy you than to say, what a pity. I see that family. What a shame. Nobody will have cause to look at you and to look at you as a person of shame in Jesus' name. And the shame you have had in the past, God will give you double blessing for that shame. Number 4, important thing about a new thing is that it is a wow thing. It is a wow thing. Wow. Did I tell you that in the first service? Did I actually mention important things about the new thing? But I didn't tell you this 4th one. Good. So that's the addition. That's what we call jara. How many of us take suya? In those days when you buy suya, I don't eat such much now. But in those days, I remember that I used to love to eat suya a lot. And so when it's cutting, I say, madam, where jara now? Jara. Then he will give you one jara. You put it inside. Praise God. Wow thing that is in your family, they call the family wow family. You enter your house, they say wow. They see your children, they say wow. They see your husband, they say wow. They behold your wife, they say wow. They see the new car God just gave you, they say wow. They see your children's jump resort, they say wow. Everybody says there is somebody here in your family, they will say, wow. I say, in your family, they will say, wow. Let me hear you say, big A. Let me hear you say, big A. What are the keys to assessing a new thing in a family? I call it the 7 A's of a new thing. You are in for something in this second service this morning. 7 A's for a new thing in a family. I'll take you through that real quick by the help and the power of the Holy Ghost. And we will be proceeding this morning. 7 A's for a new thing. Number 1 is adult. For every of these A's, I also have 2 names for them. So for everyone, A, but I have other names for them. So the first one is adoration and acknowledgement of God. Adoration and acknowledgement. Adoration or acknowledgement of God. James chapter 1 verse 7. Every good thing and every perfect thing comes from the Father of light, to whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Our God is a God that loves to bless us. He loves to give us something great. He wants to bless our life and change our story. And somebody is here this morning. James 1:17. James 1:17. James 1:17. So he's a God that loves to bless us and give us great things. Every good thing and every perfect gift is from the Father of light, to, with whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. Every good thing you can think of comes from God. But there's a vital requirement called adoration or acknowledgement. Families, learn to acknowledge God. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Dansa kire, Baba. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life today. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Dansa kire. Dansa kire, Baba. When you adore God, when you acknowledge God, there's no way he will not give you new things. When you always acknowledge the person that gave you a child, he will make that child wise. He will not be a dumb child. When you acknowledge the person that has put money in your pocket, money will not stop flowing into your pocket. Money can't stop flowing in your pocket. You acknowledge him. You acknowledge him everywhere. You are in the car, you acknowledge him. You are in your house, you acknowledge him. You are in the flat, you have many flats in your house. In your own flat, he's sure that you will always hear voices of praise. I've told you this story before. When my wife and I first got married and we're trusting God, we had a slight delay. And we did not look at that. We were always into praise. We praised God that we became a nuisance to neighbors. So whenever we want to go into our mad praise, we have to close all windows and be dancing alone in the house. Despite that, they will still hear our voice in dancing. Young couple, trusting God, yet dancing like madmen. Madman and madwoman. Your acknowledgement of God makes God give you a new thing. Your acknowledgement of what he has done before makes him to do something new. In my place, they say when somebody does something for you and you are not grateful, it's like an armed robber enters your house and carries away your goods. Momore Olorun emi more. Momore Olorun emi more. Owo mi loke mo gbe oga emi more. Ijo lese mi o mo gbe oga. Let's learn to acknowledge God. Every time you have opportunity to thank God, either it is thanksgiving or it is anything, don't just come casually. Your coming casually is to say that I did it myself now. It was a big deal. Okay, what's the big deal? What have I even achieved yet, self? But when you acknowledge him, you go from glory to glory. Your family will go from glory to glory. Your family will go from glory to glory. I say your family will go from glory to glory. Number two, I'm talking about the seven A's of a new thing in the family, is attention and affection, or affection. Attention, or you can also call it affection. Give your family attention. Give your husband attention. Give your wife attention. Pay attention to the details of their needs. Pay attention to the details of the needs of your children. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, the Bible says that anyone that does not provide for his family, say, but if he will not provide not for his own, especially for those of his own household, of his own house, he had denied the faith. It's worse than an unbeliever. He's not a believer at all. Pay attention. A pastor was speaking and his wife during the course of Friday, the wife was proud. She said, my husband gives me some allowance. It's necessary, husbands that are here. It's mandatory. It is important. It might not be massive. It might not be so big. But it is compulsory. As in from today, if you have not been doing it before. Or you have been doing it before, but you paused it. In pausing it, you're only pausing your blessing. You can't pause it. You can't pause it. You sign for it that you will take care of this person forever. It must be done. Especially when you have the resources. If you don't have the resources as much, the little you have, you also do. You can't say you don't have resources at all. If you don't have resources at all, then you go out and work. Must work. But you, no matter the work you are doing, something will come. From that something coming, she must be getting something. Pay attention to the emotional needs of your husband, of your wife. This is mandatory. This is important. This is of essence in a marriage, in a family. Don't neglect your family. Don't ignore your family. Don't put them in one side. They are struggling to eat. But you are so robust, you've eaten all the good food you can talk about in the lorry, in all the good joints. They are inside your stomach. That must not be. Pay attention to the needs. Pay special attention to the needs of your family. In fact, can I tell you this? If I were you, even before they ask for that thing, you go ahead to do it. That's how to do it. That's how to do it. I've always spoken to men here. One of the things I frown out very seriously with men here or in any of our churches is when a woman tells me, my husband is not taking care of me. When I go further to ask questions, and when I discover that it's true, I feel very, very upset because it means the man doesn't listen to our messages. It's mandatory. It is important. You have often heard me say, your wife must spend your money. How many of us have heard me hear that? How many of you have heard me say, it is a must. She must spend from your money. Even if she's richer than you, she must still spend from your money. Yeah. 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 She must spend from your money. You are the head. Pay attention. Wives also, pay attention. You know his needs. You know his desires. You know what he longs for. Men are different from men. Different men have different things that they like. You know what your husband like. Pay attention to it. Very important. Number three. Seven A's to a new thing in the family. Number three is be accommodating. Accommodating or be tolerant. Accommodating. Always be tolerant. Do all you can to be tolerant. You see, marrying somebody is actually saying that I will tolerate you for the rest of my life. That's the meaning of marrying the person. I will tolerate you for life. Because you see, beloved, when you get married, you will discover a lot of things about your spouse which you didn't know because you were not staying together before. She only comes to you whenever she has done makeup before. Now, she won't do makeup. In fact, if she does makeup in the night, she will wash it away before she will come and meet you in the bedroom. You have to be accommodating. You have to accommodate your husband's excesses sometimes. You have to watch your word. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, let your speech always be seasoned with salt. Seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Be an accommodating wife. Be an accommodating husband. Do you know how you know if a wife is not accommodating? Husband will not want to return back home after work. When you are the kind of person that you want to return back home very quickly, maybe you are the kind that travels and then you want to come back home on Friday or maybe Saturday, means the wife is accommodating. You are in the hurry. But when you are not eager, if you had your way, you will stay away for 1 month. It means something is wrong. Also, as a wife, as a husband, be accommodating to your wife. Be accommodating to your wife. Accommodate her. Correct her in love. Be a person that likes to accommodate, because your wife is you. You are already one. So accommodate her. Train her. Work on her. And I must tell you, accommodating people is not an easy task at all. Let me just tell you the truth. It's not an easy task to accommodate people. Because a lot of things on a good day, you will just not take it. But because of the fear of God, because of the words like this, if not for this kind of, I know what I can do. But you won't do it because of the word of God you have listened to. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number four, 7 A's for a new thing in a family is appreciation and gratitude. Show appreciation. Show gratitude to each other. Appreciate the time spent together. Appreciate the care shown. Appreciate gifts. Appreciate help and assistance. Appreciate things that have been given to you as a blessing. Learn to show gratitude so that you can shift to a new altitude. Learn to show gratitude. Don't be a person that nothing is enough or nothing is okay for you. Don't be a complainer that everything is not well done. Food is not well done. Everything is not well done. The house is not well done. Everything is not. The little that is done, show gratitude for it. Show gratitude for it. Show gratitude for it. Show that you appreciate the children's school fees that was paid. You appreciate it. Show that you appreciate your car that is being serviced and fueled regularly. Show that you appreciate it. Thank you for that. I'm grateful. Learn to show appreciation. Because if there's no appreciation sometimes, the other party might be discouraged. Learn to show your appreciation always. It's very, very, very important. Because the person giving you something is not an arm robber. The person worked hard before the person can give you that thing. So the only thing that you can do is to thank God and thank that your husband or your wife for the little the person has done for you. It's very, 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 very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. Also, learn to train your children in this area of appreciation also. Let them learn to thank daddy or thank mommy for what they have done. It's very important so that we don't have ungrateful children. Children who don't appreciate anything anybody has done. Your children will never be ungrateful children. I say your children will never be ungrateful children. Somebody say a big amen. Ungrateful children eventually don't care for parents. Yeah. If you see an ungrateful child, either a spiritual child or a biological child, if you see them, one of the things you will notice about them is that they don't care about their parents. They abandon their parents so cheaply and easily. In their old age or whenever, they don't really care. I don't really care. They don't say it, but they do it in their action. Don't train your child like that. Let your child be a grateful, give your child a grateful attitude by talking to your child. You must always say thank you for what has been given to you. You must always appreciate whoever has been a blessing to you. Very important. Sometimes I just sit down and I try to think of those who have blessed me in the past. I just search for them. I will just go and be searching. Sometimes I will go on the internet and be searching for them. There is nobody who has crossed my path and who has been like a parent to me, directly or indirectly, that does not eat from my blessings today. None. Directly or indirectly, I will find a way to ensure that they are blessed because they have impacted my life. and the blessings they speak on my life shows today. So ensure your children are grateful children. Grateful children are fruitful children. Grateful children are great children. Number 5, 7 A's that we bring about a new thing in the family is avoid unforgiveness or a life of bitterness. Matthew 6:14-15. Matthew 6:14-15. For if I forgive men their trespasses, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You can't be in a family and at one point in time or another, there won't be reason for your husband or for your wife to offend you. At one time or another, your husband or your wife or your children will offend or offend you. At one time or another. Why? Because you are close. Now listen to me. Somebody who is not around you will most likely not offend you. Why? Because you don't have any interaction. Somebody who is not sitting beside you cannot hit your leg. The person is far away from you. But somebody who sleeps on the same bed with you, or you stay in the same house, or you attend the same church, or you are the person, they will offend you. It is a must. But you must have it in your heart of hearts to be a forgiving person. To have a forgiving heart. The Bible says, if you refuse to forgive, there are some women that say, in my life, I will never forgive this man. I will never. All he has done for me, that wicked thing that he did for me, that thing that he did for me, what has he done that has not happened before? In my place, they say, this thing that we are hearing, we are saying that we have never heard it before. We are only scaring you. You know what I'm talking about. This thing that you are saying, we have never, this one is strange, Joe. Okay, your husband carry girlfriend. We thank God. He says he's sorry. He's sorry. And he said we'll not do it again. I beg, forgive him. Your husband was doing WhatsApp with somebody. We thank God for that. And then he was laughing. When he's WhatsApping you, he doesn't laugh. But that's when he was laughing. Maybe she was saying something you don't normally say. So we are sorry. He's sorry for that. Please forgive. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Have a forgiving heart. Listen, if you die without forgiving, you go to hell straight. At the gate of hell, they say, bro, why are you here? They say, I don't know. They say, they opened the book. When you were in Nigeria, then your wife did something. She mistakenly said something to you, and you say, I will never forgive. That's why you are here. That will never be your portion. Learn to have a forgiving spirit if you want to go far in life, in marriage, in your home. Now, what I'm talking about is very tough. It takes the grace of God to get to that level. I'm not saying something that can happen just within seconds. Because some men are so brutal and some things they have done is so wicked. I know you want to know what I'm talking about. But sometimes, or a lot of times, but 99.999999% and it pushes itself into 100%, forgiveness must be there. So that you can get what God has in store for you. Unforgiveness blocks blessings. Unforgiveness blocks favor. Unforgiveness blocks progress. Unforgiveness blocks testimony in the family. If you want to remember anything, remember the good things. Remember how we used to peck you. Remember how we used to carry you. Remember how we used to be very nice to you. Those things, let it cover up those bad things. Let it cover up his bad behavior. The Bible says, love does not keep record of wrongs. Love doesn't keep record of wrongs. See, what you did yesterday, what you did 7 years ago. Love always tries as much as possible to cover up wrongs. It doesn't keep, it tears record of wrongs. May the Lord give us understanding. I'm on number what now? Number 6 is agreement. Matthew 18:19. Matthew 18:19. Agreement is important for any family. Said again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Two of you, husband and wife. If you are blessed and you have children also. If you agree on anything, it will be done of God, your Father. Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. Glorify your name. Anything you agree on together, the Father you have in heaven, the Father of both of you that brought you together, despite your imperfections, that Father will give it to you. That's why the devil is always trying to separate husband and wife. They don't agree. He's always trying to do everything so that they will not agree on anything. They don't agree on the children's school. They don't agree on where to live. They don't agree on what to eat. They don't agree on what to wear. Nothing. And when there is no agreement, there is no progression. When there is no agreement, there is no acceleration. When there is no agreement, there is no development. It takes agreement for a family to develop. The husband and wife sit down together and say, let's do this. Let's take this step for our children. Let's take this step for the business. Let's take this step for our ministry. Let's take this step for the career that you are doing. You agree together. You sit down together. You talk. You communicate. You agree on matters. Never take any critical decision without your wife. Never. Never take any critical decision without being in very good agreement with your wife. I know women, we have a lot of ego. Man, I want to do this. God has given you that woman to help you, to assist you, to help your life. And especially if she has positioned herself as such. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. And you know, some years ago, I took a decision, and my wife was not in total agreement with that particular business decision. This was many years ago. I lost so much. Not 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million. I don't want to tell you the figure. Just because there was no 100% agreement that, can we do this? No, let's do it. Let's do it. I'll do it by force. I mean, I'm speaking to you from the bottom of my heart so that you can have a hands-on understanding of what we are talking about. Your wife is not a dunce. Your husband is not a dunce. Do you know something? Married, can you look at me at this point? Do you know a lot of times when your husband or your wife tells you something sometimes, it is not they actually speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking through them. Hello. They are not the one actually talking. The Holy Spirit is speaking through them. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. If you are not sensitive, you just throw away that thing. You can lose money. You can lose life. You can lose many things. Just because of lack of agreement. From today, you will never have cause to lose anything in your family in Jesus' name. Beloved, I'll take us through the last point. But before we go into that, let's run through the first 6 points that we have gone through so far. Number one, A, for new thing in the family is what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. B. In agreement. If I stop here, I've already overpreached self. Somebody already blessed, come on, say a big amen. Somebody already blessed, come on, say a big amen. Number seven, major factor, that A for a new thing in your family is alignment, or what you can also call obedience to God's instruction. Obey his instruction. According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. That we as a husband should love your wife. Submit yourselves unto your own husband. As unto the Lord. This is God speaking here. It's not Pastor Victor Kuporeji speaking here. God speaking. Hey, wife, submit your own self unto your husband as in the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as the Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, you know this church now is subject unto, all of us, we are all subject unto Christ. He said, just like the church is obedient to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband. Somebody say amen. He says in verse 25, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This is one thing we must align with. Wife, be submissive to your husband. Submit to his instructions. Be obey his instructions. As long as his own instructions are not against the scripture. If your husband, for example, gives you something from a babalawo now to leak, that one is something that you cannot obey. If your husband gives you an instruction that is contrary to the scripture, that's impossible to obey. But when your husband tells you, or if your husband gives you beer, for example, now, or alcohol, says, yeah, drink this beer by force, it's not mandatory. In fact, you are not expected to do that. The father is drunk, mother is drunk, they produce drunk children altogether. I think somebody must have this thing working. But when it comes to obeying precepts, obeying instruction, your husband says, this kind of clothes you are wearing, please don't wear it again. Huh? You don't know you are married. Why are you dressing like this? Immediately, that should be the last time you wear that clothes. That's how to be a good woman. But when you now say, you are wearing clothes, the thing is opening your back. You now say, you don't even see anything. By tomorrow, you now do another one. The one now open double your back. It's now getting down here. And I say, do your worst. Don't know anything. You don't know anything. You this man. And he will now show you that you know something. Align with his instruction. Obey his instruction. Obey the word of God. As husband, God has also given us instruction on the word. Love your wives. Love is not a problem for women. Women will love. If they see somebody that loves, they will love tire. Love is not a problem at all. Is that honor and respect? That's the problem. But for men, if a man actually loves you, he loves you. He loves you, and he loves you so amazingly and surprisingly. Learn to align with the instruction of God. And as you do that, the Lord will bless you. As we conclude in this service this morning, beloved, I'm trusting God for many new things in your family. Number one, I'm trusting God this morning for deeper, closer walk with God. James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to me and I will draw nearer to you. Number two, I'm trusting God this morning for improved love, affection and relationship between families, between husband and wife. I'm trusting God for increased, improved love between husband and wife. Number three, I'm trusting God for wealth and surplus. The door of wealth and surplus be open to families, whereby there's no need to lack again. There's no need to borrow again. There's no need to ever say, my dear, I'll give you later. I don't have. The door of wealth and surplus. I'm also trusting God that the doors of help and assistance be open to families. My prayer is that your own family shall be the first to benefit. Say amen. Your family shall be the first to benefit. Your amen is not born again. Your family shall be the first to benefit. Your family shall be the first to benefit. Your family shall be the first to benefit. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Beloved, I must not close this second service this morning without calling on my friends, those who are here in the Priest Tabernacle, and those who are watching us on the internet from all over the world. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I want a new thing. I desire a new thing. Please pray for me. That I have some things to settle with God. There are some things I want to ask God for mercy for. I want God to forgive me my sins. I want Him to do a new thing in my life. I've heard the word. I want something new in my life. I want to pray with you right now, beloved. I want you to please stand up. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Anywhere you are, I want to pray with you right now. Stand now. 1. You want me to pray with you? You want to rededicate your life to Christ? You want to ask God for forgiveness? You want Christ to bless you? We are in a hurry to pray. Just stand up where you are and I will see you and I will pray with you just where you are. God bless you. Stand up quickly. God bless you. 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 Stand very quickly. Also, if you are watching us on the internet, I want to pray with you also. Stand up wherever you are. And thereafter, you can send us an email. Let us know that you are taking this decision. Let us know that you can send us a WhatsApp also. And the Lord will bless you. 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 Also, you are here. You want a change of habits. You want a new habit. You want that habit, bad habit, broken. You are tired. You want a new thing. Stand up also. God bless you. Stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. You want me to pray with you? You want to stop that bad habit? You want a change in your life? You want to be delivered from anything that you know this is not right and you want God to touch you, to bless you? I want to pray with you. Please stand up quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are here. You don't know your date of spiritual birth. There's no day you can say, this is the day I actually gave my life to Christ. But today, 15th of March, you want today to be that day. Stand up also. Stand up. I want to pray with you. Stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. Don't consider it twice. Don't consider it twice. You want today to be that day. Also, you are here. You want to break a negative habit. You want to stop a habit that is not of God. Smoking, drinking, anything that is not, this is not right. You are tired. You need help from God. Stand up also. God bless you. Stand up quickly. God bless you. I'm going to pray with you right now. And your life will never ever be the same again. 4. One more and I will pray. One more count and I will pray. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Wherever you are seated, your spirit is speaking to you. Your heart is talking to you. Let the pastor pray for you. Let the pastor pray for you. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Stand up quickly and I'll be praying in a minute or two. Those who are watching us on the internet, God bless you. I'm also going to pray with you. Please stand up wherever you are. And I know God will answer you. God will bless you. We answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus. Those who are here, I'll be giving you just 30 more seconds and we'll be praying now. 30 more seconds and we'll be praying now. Don't be the last person. I'll be praying with you in a minute or two. Thank you, Lord. And those who are watching us also, I'll be praying with you in a minute or two. And your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Now, wherever you are, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every sin of the past. Afresh, as your son, as your daughter, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people this morning. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.